Welcome back to another episode of the KKLZ Morning Show.
Hey, turn it off!
With Mike O'Brien and Carla Ray.
Morning, friends.
Cheerio.
It's Wednesday. Oh, Wednesday.
Man, TGI Wednesday. Am I right?
What are you wearing?
Is he wearing a bow tie?
Is that a bow tie? I like bow ties.
Why are you wearing a bow tie?
Because it's National Bow Tie Day.
Is that a good enough reason for you?
I'll allow it.
I'll allow it.
You folks ready for a show?
It's showtime.
6:03, Mike and Carla Morning Show waking you up with our executive producer, Morty, on National Bowtie Day today. Seems like every day is something.
Yes, it is. So one person in town will enjoy this day, and that's Nate Tannenbaum. So enjoy it, Nate. It's your day.
Saw him at the Nevada Broadcasters Association's big gala.
Yeah, he came over, and of course, and he looked very nice. And it was like, oh, look at you still wearing the bow tie.
Yeah.
Look at you. Look at you.
And one of the big controversies that night was my tie.
Well, it was for you.
For me, when it was pointed out that my little knot tie at the top was too little, and I said, well, I don't know what to do. And you had mentioned, along with Jody, you got to do the double
wraparound. The double Windsor. It's called. Yeah, the double Windsor knot that fattens it up a little bit.
So I went back in the bathroom while you guys were at dinner, and I said, let me see if I can do this.
No, didn't happen.
No, I confused. My hand was stuck in there. And
ow, help somebody.
Oh, crap.
Mike's stuck in the bathroom.
Walk out with the tie wrapped around my head.
Yes, exactly.
How's this? Is this fine?
I was surprised that one guy we ran into didn't have that wrapped around his head, but he had a hat on instead, so that was good. That was best.
Oh,
jeez.
All right, we have a lot of things to get to this morning.
Mm-hmm.
Your first chance to take a shot to win that 7-day Alaskan cruise from Scenic Brewing Company during the 96 days of summer coming up here in just a couple of minutes. So make sure you stick around for that. Sunshine again, warm today, high 109, 108 tomorrow, the high 84 now. Carla's first take on some entertainment news coming up here in a bit.
Saturday Night Live, who is staying, who is going?
All right, more on that and other entertainment news after the Eagles and Take It to the Limit.
All right, are we ready?
Yeah. It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
This is interesting. Carly Lloyd from the U.S. Women's National Soccer Team supposedly has offers from two NFL teams to try out to be their kicker. Now, nothing has happened, but her coach said if she does it, she'd want to spend a year training and preparing first before just going in. This is interesting. I don't know. This was kind of all over the place yesterday, so we'll see. Obviously, she can kick.
She's a soccer player.
Exactly.
And there are girls that play football and they're kickers on high school football teams.
Yes.
And
is there anyone better than a soccer player to kick?
Well, that's where they come from, right?
Yeah,
a lot of kickers in the NFL.
Generally, and they're always those thin, like kind of tall, thin guys.
Sitting on the sidelines smoking a cigarette.
Yes, exactly. That was a time for me to go, where's my shoe? Where's my shoe?
Like in that movie, The Replacements.
One shoe, yes. Just need my one shoe. Leslie Jones, she has left Saturday Night Live to concentrate on her. She's doing a Netflix special. She's also been in a ton of movies, concentrating on that. Now, Kate McKinnon just signed a new deal, and she will be returning, at least for this season.
Mm-hmm.
Season 45 kicks off.
Wow.
September 28th. 45 flipping seasons of Saturday Night Live. I know it.
I remember when it first started, and you watched it, and you went, wow.
This is, whoa, yeah. They had some scrappy years in there, but guess what? They're still here. And there's always someone to come along. You remember when this one left and we thought, oh, no.
Yeah.
Are they going to survive? Kristen Wiig left. Oh, no. Kristen. And then there was Kate McKinnon. And there's always somebody to come along to replace that last great one. Elton John. This is so great. Elton John will release his memoir. It's called Me.
Mm-hmm.
October 15th. That will come out. Bon Jovi's next album is going to be titled, listen to this, Bon Jovi 2020.
When's it coming out?
It's coming out next year, Mike. I'm glad you asked. It's coming out next year, Bon Jovi 2020.
Maybe they didn't have a lot of time to think about.
No. Come on. What are you guys calling it? No, we don't have time. What are you 2020? We're calling it 2020.
Good. I like
Bon Jovi 2020.
Go with it.
What are you calling your book? We need an answer. Me? What am I? Yes, me. You. Yeah. We'll call it me. me. That's what we'll do right there.
Simple. It's quick. It's short. Less is more.
Yes. And a big happy birthday to Jason Priestley. He turns 50 today. 50.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
Another milestone.
Still getting those fans hot and bothered, and or maybe it's menopause, but it's on tonight. BH 90210. It's on tonight. Are you guys even watching it?
No.
No.
Oh, for the love of God.
Marty and I have to catch up. Let's put it that way. We'll catch up.
We're stuck on another show right now.
It's so good. Oh, what? Really? Really?
Like there's another show?
You guys are always watching TV. Come on.
Here you go. Your chance to score a 7-day Alaskan cruise from Scenic Brewing Company. You know what we're looking for? Street address, city, state, zip code. What you think might be in my pocket? Rabbit's foot, money clip, baseball, insect repellent, chapstick.
My bra.
Where did that come from?
I don't know. Yeah. A couple people on Facebook Live asked yesterday. I was like, why?
Dial it up. 702-739-9636. Caller number 9. Got to be over 25 years of age or older. So good luck.
96.3 KKLZ presents the 96 Days of Summer, sponsored by Scenic Brewing Company. You can win an amazing Alaskan luxury cruise for two if you can tell us where to find Mike from the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
Location. Carla, we have Kevin on the phone. Kevin, you know what we're looking for. Street address, city, state, zip code. What you think might be in my pocket to win that 7-day Alaskan cruise. So go ahead, give it a shot.
All right, here we go. 6135 E Street, Springfield, Oregon, 97478. And I think you have some Bruce Springsteen tickets in your pocket.
Wow.
I don't know why I would have those.
That's cool. I wish you did.
Me too. I wish I had Stones tickets.
Jeez, man.
You know what? You got 4 out of 5 like everybody else. But I know you're going to be there tonight. Scenic Brewing Company, 6-8. The final bonus clue that will most likely help you figure out what's in my pocket.
Very good. We'll see you there.
You're listening to the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
Morning, sunshine.
Good morning, sunshine.
96.3 KKLZ.
I feel like we should take a moment of silence for one of Morty's black shirts yesterday. He had to throw it out.
Yeah. Which one, Morty?
Take off all the buttons and everything else. And
what is the taking off the buttons? Yeah.
The buttons are like a certain size, and you can't buy replace. Well, you can, but it's hard to find them. So if a shirt gets a hole, I just cut them off and I save them.
But are all your shirts the same, that they have the same buttons?
They are.
Really?
Yeah, they're all Dickies shirts.
Okay, and have you lost a lot of buttons along the way?
I have. The dryer eats them up and I don't know where they go.
I think in my life I've lost 2 buttons on a shirt.
Really?
Yes. I don't lose buttons. I don't know what. Yeah, I don't. And I have.
So Dickies shirts don't put extra buttons within the inside of the.
No, there's not one on the tag. No. Really?
It was very sad yesterday. We couldn't figure it out.
Which I don't know why, because I have so many replacements that are not even opened yet.
Yes. Well, there you go.
The one thing you would think he would buy in quantity would be these black Dickies shirts.
Apparently he does. Yeah,
I've got about 15 of them still.
Yeah. But you get one that fits you nicely, and it feels good, and it's washed up. Because Dickies are stiff. They're stiff to begin with.
Right,
they're sturdy. So, yeah, I get it.
You're going to be okay?
It. Oh, yeah. I mean, when I saw the hole in the shirt, I had to pause for a moment. I'm like, oh, great. Here we go.
A lot of memories. Yeah. A lot of good times. Do you have that shirt that you had?
I don't know how you'd know when they're all black. It's like, is this the one that I... No, wait a minute.
For us, it would be tough, but for him who owns and wears and lives.
I know.
But do you have one of those shirts that you had to toss recently that it was tough for you? Because it had a lot of memories or maybe a concert shirt.
No,
or
I don't have
like
one of those shirts. I had a pair of sweats, though, that I had to finally get rid of. Man, I loved them. I loved them.
Because they fit perfectly.
So yeah, but they were so worn. I couldn't even wear them to the mailbox anymore. They were so awful. They were just awful.
What was it for you? If you're listening this morning, what was it? That piece of clothing, that article of clothing, that after so many years, it fit right. It was comfortable. You can't find it anywhere else. What was it that you had to toss? And it was kind of hard for you. Feeling bad for Morty, who had to toss a shirt that he's had for a long time.
Yeah.
Doesn't look any different than any other shirt he wears.
No, I was going to say, really, do you feel bad, though?
Sentimental value. What's that last piece of clothing you had to throw out? And it was tough. It was hard. It fit great. You can't find it anywhere.
Teresa said, I have a pair of shorts that I need to toss, but they're so cozy. I can't even wear them outside, though. They're that bad.
Oh.
They're my house-only shorts now. So
those are like the best.
Maybe eventually she will toss them. Now, Linda said, I had a pair of blue jeans with a shoe embroidered on the back pocket, including a shoe string. Those had to go recently. Terry said, I have a concert t-shirt from Lynyrd Skynyrd, and I mean from about 40 years ago.
Wow.
And it is like paper. I finally had to toss it.
Oh, man. How hard was that?
I know. Ooh, Russ? That one I had to put in a box.
Russ is on the phone. Russ, what about you?
As a minister, I have had a favorite clergy shirt.
Right.
With a collar and everything, and wore it as often as I could. And Rena, my wife, accidentally put it in with the white.
What'd that do to it? What's it look like, Russ?
Psychedelic.
Nice.
You know what? You are the reverend of a very cool church, so that might not be so bad.
You know what? I really wanted to try to wear it one Sunday, and she had already thrown it out. But
Put a little mousse in the hair and
that,
stuff.
Or get the round glasses, kind of the 70s
thing. There you go.
Huh?
Thank you. Thank you. But she'd already opted.
Russ, I think that was all planned ahead of time.
Yeah,
I think it was all planned.
Russ, have a good day. We're talking about those pieces of clothing that you have to throw out, and for whatever reason, you know, they have sentimental value. They're comfortable. You're used to them.
What about you?
Yeah, you know what? I every once in a while I do. Mm-hmm. I think Jody throws them out without me knowing. And then I look around.
Do you reach for something? Is that it? You go to the drawer? It's like, I swear I put it in here.
What happened to it? And she's just sitting down on the couch and playing Candy Crush.
I don't know what happened to it. Maybe you didn't put it away where you should have.
Maybe.
But I did.
Or she'll say, you know, there's holes in that shirt. I said, I know, but nobody sees them.
Right.
I don't wear it out.
Exactly.
It's my shirt.
Right.
It's my house
shirt. I know. I envy these people who just... They just have all good clothes. There are no, like, casual clothes, nothing. They just have all good clothes.
They fit perfectly.
Yeah. What's that like?
They look good.
What is that about?
I have no idea. You're asking the wrong people here. Sunshine today, high 109, going to be hot. 108 to high tomorrow, about 85 outside right now. Just a few things we think you should know. Got that lined up for you after Loggins and Footloose.
Just a few things Mike and Carla think you should know.
Here we go.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Hey, a new survey found the average millennial still spends more on groceries than they do at restaurants. It's not that close either. About $187 a month on groceries.
Mm-hmm.
About $139 at restaurants. So I think a lot of people think that might be the other way around. But they eat a lot at home. A lot of millennials trying to eat healthy, things like that, and they say that it's just a little tougher going out to restaurants. So, good for them. There's a daytime disco in South Korea. Mike, I've been wanting to open this forever. It caters to people over 65 years old.
Really?
Yes. Yeah, some of the songs you'll hear in there, Afternoon Fever. I might survive.
Yeah.
And this one...
AARP.
Oh, my God, I love this. I love this. I've always wanted to open a Club 55.
Yeah.
Where people can go. And the thing is, and it starts in the afternoon. It's open, like, in the early afternoon. It opens.
Like 1, 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
Yes. Yes.
I would be first in line.
Oh, my God. We were out all night. We got 7. Oh, man. It was great. Till the sun came up. I'll tell you that right now. How cool is that?
That's very cool. They used to have a place on East Trop called The Hop.
Yes.
The Hop. And it was I know this sounds odd now.
Yeah.
But it was like a plus 45 crowd.
Kind of, yeah. Because it was like, at the time, like older music.
And they would open like 5 or 6 o'clock.
Right. And then I think there was a shooting or something over there. Something went bad.
Yeah, one bad apple.
Yeah, I know. Right, exactly.
Just like Hurricane Harry's. That was on East Sahara, or West Sahara. What was it? Portak, wow. Starboardtack, it used to be. It was a great place until somebody got stabbed.
Yeah, I know. That's what happens, doesn't it? Till somebody had to be stupid.
Yes.
Jeez. And how do your disgusting habits measure up to everybody else's? I can't even read half of these, but just tell you right now, a lot of people admitted to this while there was a survey going on. 77% of people pick their nose. 72% of people pee in the shower.
Oh, I thought you were going to say eat it.
Who else is going to pick your nose?
Exactly. We need to talk about this because I know this is going to be hard for a lot of people to admit, but you know, we all do this. Do you scratch your butt?
Yes.
Oh yeah.
Who else is going to scratch my butt except me?
But do you do it in public?
No.
Okay. Well,
unless somebody's looking.
A lot of people do. We are just gross. We're gross.
Figure out the location of Mike and Carla's vacation picture number 3. That's all you have to do to win that 7-day Alaskan cruise. Of course, you have to figure out what's in my pocket. Now, don't forget, tonight, 6-8 extended happy hour, Scenic Brewing Company, 8410 West Desert Inn. We're going to be there with that final bonus clue that will help you figure out what exactly is in my pocket. Plus, if you registered for the journey tickets, make sure you stop by because you have to be present to win those. Doobie Brothers at the Pearl inside the Palms. We have tickets for that concert and a lot more. It's all happening tonight, 6 to 8, Scenic Brewing Company. You want more details on the 96 Days of Summer, just go to our website, 96.3kklz.com. How gross are we? Here's what I want to do, Carla.
Yeah.
I think we want to talk to those people that are hooked up with other people.
Uh-huh.
That would say, it wouldn't be as bad if you would just stop
This bad, awful habit. Here you go. So I mentioned picking your nose. That's really common. Almost 80% of people say they pick their nose. Leaving dirty dishes in the sink. This is a big pet peeve. Like 73% of people.
That's a pet peeve of Jody's.
I don't do it. I don't do it either. I hate that.
But I think this is what bothers her even more. I wash something out, like a glass or something.
And you leave it in the sink?
No, I leave it on the pad where all the stuff, and I never put it away.
Oh, yeah, I have one of those glasses, too. Yes. Peeing in the shower, 72% say yes. Mm. It's...
Raise your hand.
Picking your scabs. 63% say yes, they do. Chewing with your mouth open, ew.
That's one of my pet peeves.
Save here. I don't do it. I don't do it. I'm so careful about the way I eat.
Right.
60% of people do it. Scratching your butt in public.
Are you talking under the clothes or outside?
I don't know. Just says scratching your butt.
Okay.
So I'm not sure.
I mean, if it's a reach
in or if just a reach over the pants.
Reach in public.
Yeah. No. No. But what about, I'll mention this in a minute. 30% say they do that. Popping pimples in public.
No, you can't do that.
Well, almost 20% of people say, yeah.
All right. Are you with somebody that might do some of those things, or it would be so much nicer if they would just stop.
Yeah.
...
I saw a guy the other day literally reach into his shorts and adjust. Not scratching his butt. Going in the front.
702-739-9636. You can talk or text. I think this song's appropriate. Who's watching me? Somebody's watching
me. Can I scratch my butt? I think I can.
I just want to pick the shorts out of my crack. That's it. All right, we want to hear from you this morning. It's Rockwell.
What is this show?
This show is amazing.
You're listening to the Mike and Carla Morning Show on 96.3 KKLZ.
It's amazing how gross we are. I mean, they actually have stats about this.
Yeah, it is.
And I'm even more surprised that people aren't ratting out their spouses, but they're ratting themselves out.
They're ratting themselves out, and some people like ratting, workmates out. Jessica said, so gross. You know how babies learn things by putting things in their mouths?
Mm-hmm.
That's also what I do, and I'm 27 years old. Noticed a white substance on my work ID. And I licked it. Oh. It was icing from the cupcake I ate the day before.
Wow.
She said it's instinct. I usually just hope it's food. Jacob said I used the pen cap from the cheap big pens to itch the inside of my ear canal.
No, I do that every once in a while, too.
He said, I wipe it on a paper towel, so, you know, maybe it's not that disgusting a habit. He said, but I always worry that my wife will walk in on me with a pen cap stuck in my ear and wonder what kind of weirdo she married.
I'd be more worried if he uses that same pen cap to pick food out of his teeth.
Yeah, well, don't worry, because, Todd, and actually, I know there are a bunch of guys who are going to go, okay, I get it. Todd literally said, I snot rocket to the inside of my shirt if I can't find a tissue or napkin.
You know what? As a guy, that is so gross. And we used to have a neighbor across the street that did the same thing.
Oh, man.
And he thought he was so cool and all this and all that.
Is it that gross, though?
And he, yes.
Is it?
Okay. Yes.
In your shirt, yeah.
In the inside of your shirt.
Because it starts rubbing on you.
What do you do, though?
If you get a tissue or something.
If you don't have one, that's what he said. If I don't have one.
A toilet or a sink.
Right.
What if you're at work? What if you're like at or in your car or something like that? That's what I'm wondering.
Out the window.
I can't believe there aren't guys out there going, that's a great idea.
I'm sure there are. I'm sure there are.
Yeah. Yeah.
But in this room, they're. No, I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay.
That is so gross.
Scratching your butt a minute ago.
You know what? Even I draw the line there. And I'm pretty gross.
Somebody, one of our listeners mentioned, I can't find it, but that their coworker does the picking of the teeth.
Yeah.
You know, just anywhere. And then does the look at it and bites it off of there. Yeah. I would venture to say that most people probably do that. I think it's gross. Yeah, it's like, all right, yeah.
See, I'm fine with that.
What, are you going to wipe that on the inside of your shirt? Oh, God, no, you're not going to do that.
One more text.
Actually, I have two of them, Mike. Sherry says, I bite my toenails when I get out of the shower because they're soft.
Toenails? And I can get,
yeah, I'd like to meet you, Sherry, actually.
The fact that you can do that.
Yeah, I know actually a lot of people who do that, and it's always when you come out of the shower because they're soft. It's soft. And another guy, Steven, who said he Dutch ovens himself and his wife quite often.
Nice.
So, yeah, like you guys have not done this.
I did it last night.
Exactly.
And I was quite proud. I was quite proud.
Oh, boy.
Def Leppard, Love Bites. You could win that Alaskan cruise for two during the 96 days of summer. Got details coming up soon from the Scenic Brewing Company. In fact, your next chance to take a shot and win coming up in about 15, 20 minutes. Make sure you're listening for that. Sunshine today and tomorrow. Hot, just hot. High 109 today, 108 tomorrow, 89 now. Carla's next take on some entertainment news coming up.
Do you have a favorite sibling? Well, this very famous sibling named her favorite sister.
Oh. Okay.
Not good.
Find out more about that and other stories after the Eagles.
All right, are we ready?
Yeah. It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
This is interesting. I have to throw sports in once in a while. Nick Saban, I'm sure a lot of Alabama fans out there, you know.
Yeah.
Know who he asked Ray Rice to speak to the Alabama football team about how to treat a woman. So I guess, guess OJ wasn't available. Jeez.
What?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So, okay. Sure.
Now, is that part of that player's, sentence or something like that?
Maybe that's his, community service.
Yeah.
Maybe that's it, Mike.
Wow.
Dolly Parton tops a list of the richest country stars with an estimated net worth of about $500 million.
Wow.
I know.
Even 40.
This is richest country stars. Shania Twain is second, $400 million. Toby Keith is third.
TK!
$365 million.
Yeah.
Wow. Demi Lovato joining the final season
I'm sorry to interrupt.
Yeah.
See, that's why Dolly Parton's husband...
Dooley?
Or is that his name, Dooley? Dooley. Or something?
Dooley.
You never hear from him. You don't see him. You don't hear from him.
No, you don't.
He's very quiet.
They've been very happily married, too, for years.
Whether they're happy or not, it doesn't matter.
Yeah. No,
he's got the life.
Sure.
Shut up.
Sure.
Well, sit back and relax and enjoy.
Do you hear much from Stedman?
No.
No, exactly.
Because these guys are smart.
Exactly. Honey, can I have a little bit of money? Because I'm going to just go to lunch with the guys. Is that okay? Thank you, Seth. Love you.
I would be Dolly the same way. Dooley.
Yeah, I know.
Okay.
I know. Yeah, Demi Lovato joining the final season of Will and Grace. Interesting. I don't know in what capacity, but she will be doing that. And Kim Kardashian was asked to name her favorite sister. Wow, really? Well, she said, first of all, she said, can it be me? Okay. Then it's Chloe. It is now Chloe. Yeah.
That's her favorite sister.
Yeah, that's her favorite sister. Okay. I don't know that that's real smart to point out your favorite sister, well, especially when you're a Kardashian and you got like one, two, three others.
Shocked?
Yeah, no. Okay. No, I'm not. No, because they both
look alike, considering what you have to choose from.
Yeah, exactly.
Think about it that way.
Hoo-wee. Well, they all look alike now. They really do. They just all look the same. They just do. Yeah,
even Kanye.
Yes, even Kanye has, and he's got that butt now, too, that Kardashian butt. He's a reverend now. He's a very serious reverend, too.
Oh.
Very serious. He's totally found God, and that's what he does now. So.
Now's your chance to take a shot at winning that 7-day Alaskan cruise from Scenic Brewing Company during the 96 days of summer. Go ahead, dial it up.
Yep.
702-739-9636. Street address, city, state, zip code. What you think might be in my pocket? Somebody guessed Springsteen tickets earlier this morning.
We all wish.
I know everybody would be in my pocket if I had those. So. All right, got to be 25 years of age or older to do it. 702-739-9636. Good luck.
96.3 KKLZ presents the 96 Days of Summer, sponsored by Scenic Brewing Company. You can win an amazing Alaskan luxury cruise for two if you can tell us where to find Mike from the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
Location. Carla, Susan's on the phone, and she is caller number 9.
All right.
So Susan, she's already stressed out. Feeling very anxious.
Yes, exactly.
Susan, you know the drill. Street address, city, state, zip code, and what you think might be in my pocket to win that 7-day Alaskan cruise. So go ahead.
6135 East Street, Springfield, Oregon, 97478.
And
I think it's one of those wine openers.
Oh, a corkscrew.
Yeah.
You would think, but it's not. Susan, your next chance to win, noon, in the noon hour with Wendy Rush. Of course, don't forget tonight, 6 to 8, extended happy hour. Scenic Brewing Company, 8410 West DI. Your last bonus clue that probably will help you guess what's in my pocket. So make sure you stop by. For everybody else, never too late to get in the game. Check out the photo and all the rules and details at 96.3kklz.com. End of Summer Bash coming up. The Lost 80s Live Tour downtown Las Vegas Event Center. We do have tickets to give away and your chance to win here in a few minutes. And being Wednesday, it's going to be another segment of
Kazookie-okie Wednesday.
Right now, it's Huey Lewis in the news.
Hey, wake up! You're listening to the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
Gets me going in the morning.
Wakes me up the right way.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
We are looking forward to Mike and Carla's second annual End of Summer Bash. It's the Lost 80s Live Tour. Flock of Seagulls, Missing Persons, Wang Chung, Tubes, Farrington and Mann, the original vocalists of When in Rome, UK, the Motels, John, they're going to be there.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And a whole bunch of 16 total bands. Biggest 80s party of the year, Carla.
Really fun.
Downtown Las Vegas Event Center presented by Finley Toyota. And it's a Saturday night, September 7th. Got tickets to give away. And being Wednesday, it's another segment of
Kazookie-okie Wednesday.
All you have to do is identify this theme song from an 80s show that we're playing on our kazoos. I think I'm going to have to get a new kazoo. I think mine's way out of tune.
Out of tune?
I think
is
so.
Is that it?
Or
you got to change the string.
The reed or something. Yeah,
change the paper. I'll get you a new one.
Or just might be what my wife's been claiming for years. I can't hear anymore. One more time. Here it is. If you can figure out from that the title of the TV show that we're playing, the theme from what TV show in the 80s. But it's one of those themes that, you know, when you we play that game and you have to hum something, a
right.
song.
Yes.
And you go, really? You uh-huh. didn't know that was Born in the USA?
Yes, exactly. Yeah.
Really? 702-739-9636. Morty and John are going,
I don't know that's Born in the USA. And you guys just told me what it was.
That's why I'm such a loser
don't
in that
worry,
game.
Somebody just wrote in on our song. What the hell?
Really? Oh, that was easy.
Really?
Even John
Come
got
on.
It.
Yeah, if John can get it, anyone can get it. That's the standard.
Phone lines are on hold right now. We'll get through news and weather. Then look for caller number 9702-739-9636. Good luck. You a chance to win those tickets for the end of Summer Bash with another segment of Kazuki Oki Wednesday. Karen, can you identify that TV theme song from the Kazoos?
Is it The Facts of Life?
Yes, of course it is.
Thank you.
You got the tickets. You're going to join us for the end of Summer Bash. Lost 80s Live Tour downtown Las Vegas Event Center, September 7th. It's a Saturday night presented by Finley Toyota. These tickets are from the Calair Cooling and Heating Prize Closet, all a part of our 96 Days of Summer. So hang on the line. We'll tell you how to pick them up.
It's Mike and Carla's Other News.
Here's some of the other news we think you should be aware of. Guy broke into a business in Toronto last week while he was inside for whatever reason. He Xeroxed his face.
Okay. Party time.
Then left the copy behind, so the cops actually know what he looks like. They're just trying to track him down.
Oh, jeez. Okay.
This is such a bizarre story. Surgeons in England saved a carpenter's severed hand. He severed his hand, but they saved his hand by attaching it to his groin for 2 weeks.
Okay, yeah, that's like really common.
Yeah,
very common. They'll do that like if people lose fingers, things like that. Yeah, because there's a blood flow there that they need.
Clearly.
Yes, yeah.
Well, good for them.
Yeah, believe me, he wasn't having any fun, but not any fun at all.
No?
No. Okay. No.
All right. Just odd.
But the word groin, anytime we can get that in there, I like it.
We try and slip it in.
I like it. Hey, three McDonald's employees in Philadelphia and Philly fired because a customer was dragged out of the restaurant by his feet.
In Philly.
Yes. Yes, my gosh. One of the workers said he dragged the customer out after the man became just belligerent. He tossed his fries at his face, and they just have a bad bunch of people coming in there. They said it's just been bad. So these guys were fired, but, I mean, you know.
It's Philly.
He threw fries. Yo, he threw fries at my face. What? Jeez.
Tony and Joey were just helping
me. Exactly.
They shouldn't be fired.
Yeah. Don't keep that. You guys can keep your jobs. I'll take one for the team.
Oh, man.
Jeez. And a man from France spent 5 days with his head jammed in a stepladder. Oh. 60 years old. He was redecorating his bathroom. And he fell, and he got his head wedged in the stepladder, but he couldn't reach his cell phone. This is terrible.
We should
nobody
laugh.
Heard him. No, but nobody heard him.
Right.
And his sister came by, you know, 5 days later. Honey, Steve, what are you doing? And yeah, they took him to the hospital. He was
redecorating.
Yeah.
I was redecorating my bathroom.
Yeah, it was a little dehydrated.
Could you just help me instead of yelling at me?
I just want some water. I just need some water, sis. And you know she did the whole thing. Well, how did you do? My head is stuck in a ladder.
Does it matter? Yes. Just help me.
Well, yeah, it matters. I mean, what were you doing in here?
Oh, my God.
What happened? And you spilled paint on the floor.
I know.
What happened there?
Just help me.
Oh, all right. It is Wednesday. That's your other news.
Makes me feel good.
Good people. Makes me feel good.
It's Mike and Carla's feel-good story that we like to call...
Tell me something good.
Well, this might hit a nerve with a few of us. Eldridge, Iowa, police officer Bruce Schwartz recently comforted a six-year-old boy who was very worried, very scared that there were monsters in his room. The boy's mother called the local police department after her son was too scared to sleep in their new home. He just couldn't sleep. He was upset. So Officer Schwartz performed a full inspection of the boy's room before assuring him that there were no monsters. They were all cleared away if there were any. Now, he also stopped by the next morning to check on him just to make sure he was okay because it was his first day of school. Now, since then, the little guy has not had any problems sleeping. He's made it to school. He's feeling much better.
Oh. Well, if you have the cops there.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Monsters. Clearing out any monsters.
Yeah, they're not going to come back.
No.
It hits home because I think we all had something with monsters growing up, right?
I still, to this day, cannot lay with my arm hanging over the bed.
It's going to grab you.
And just suck me right under in the black hole or something.
I don't like my back to the door when it's dark. I'm so afraid that somebody's, and this is terrible, but going to grab my butt. Going to grab me by the butt and pull me out.
Because if somebody's going to come in and grab you, you want to see them coming.
Exactly.
That's a great story. And salute to the police department in that town for taking care of the biz.
Yes, the monsters.
Yeah, monsters.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, if you have a feel-good story you want us to hear about, we'd love to see it and read it and have it on the air. Just submit it through the Mike and Carla Morning Show at 96.3kklz.com. Wendy Rush coming in next as we get ready to kick off the 96-minute morning music marathon. She'll have more tickets for End of Summer Bash. Also, your next chance to take a shot at winning that 7-day Alaskan cruise from Scenic Brewing Company in the noon hour. Don't forget, extended happy hour tonight, 6 to 8, 8410 West Desert Inn will be there. And, of course, your final bonus clue that finally might be able to help you figure out what's in my pocket to win.
Right on.
All the details about the 96 Days of Summer on our website, 96.3kklz.com. 942 recap. Talked about comfy clothes, having to throw them out.
Yes.
Even though they have holes in them and they're stretched out, they're missing buttons and everything else. How gross are we?
Our listeners are really gross.
Yes, and I think we're right in that circle of friends. And by the way, a correction on the morning show, Dolly Parton's husband.
Carl.
Not I thought it was Dooley.
Now, somebody said, I think that might be Loretta Lynn's husband. I don't know. Yeah.
Like so it's hard to keep them straight. Out. So. Otherwise, do have a great day. Be careful, be safe, be kind to each other. And hopefully we'll see you tonight over at Scenic Brewing Company.
Yes.
Mike and Carla Morning Show.
The greatest way to start my day.
Set the tone for the day.
You missed the show today. Catch up now. Download the Mike and Carla Morning Show podcast, as well as showbiz news, interviews, and more at 96.3kklz.com or on the KKLZ app on iTunes or Google Play stores. The fun returns tomorrow morning at 5 a.m. on 96.3kklz.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.